our first story is about putting an old toy to new use. Out in Mountain View, California, there is a diehard Lego collector who has spent a fortune on Lego sets. And not just the classic brightly colored bricks, but all kinds of customized characters and Lego parts, from dinosaurs to Star Wars. He's called Reverend Brendan Powell Smith because, as Jonathan Mitchell discovered, Reverend Powell Smith's great ambition is to depict the entire Bible in Lego.
Brendan Powell Smith may not be a religious man, but he knows his Bible well.
I've been sort of fascinated by Bible stories ever since I became an atheist. And that was when I was about age 13, and I actually started reading the Bible, and just the fact that I was always surrounded by so many people who were believing Christians and Jews, that it always made me wonder, well, what is it about these stories that, you know, makes people believe?
He took this fascination and began building intricate renditions of scenes from the Bible out of Legos. He photographs the Legos for an illustrated version of the Bible he has on his website.
I'd seen some other, like, children's Bibles, and they would really gloss over some of the parts of the Bible that I remembered most, because they would include sex and violence, and not always in a way where they were being, you know, forbidden or condemned, but in some cases seemingly endorsed. So what I wanted to do was to make a illustrated version of the Bible that stayed, you know, as faithful as possible to the text, even in some of the more morally questionable stories.
In fact, Smith began his project by depicting some of the most morally questionable stories he could find. Stories about rape, incest, murder, and revenge, like the stoning of an unvirtuous woman or the sacrifice of Isaac.
You know, I think people should not just assume that the Bible is full of nice, happy, flowery stories. And illustrating it in Lego kind of starkly shows that that's not the case.
His photographs are inventive and beautifully composed. In the Sodom and Gomorrah story, his model of the gates of Sodom is decorated with ornate Art Deco wall designs.
I was inspired, so I mean, all you get from the story is that they're approaching the gates of Sodom, and, you know, who knows what the gates of Sodom look like, so I decided to go a little bit crazy with the detail.
In the photo, two angels are approaching the gates, each wearing a pair of shiny wings.
Obviously, they don't really look like any Lego bricks. The wings are from a Lego line called Belleville, which is basically Lego for girls. And they were originally like fairy wings.
In that photograph of the creation story, when you have that water springing up from the ground.
This one here?
Yeah. And what was that originally?
This is the base plate for basically the evil fortress headquarters from the Lego Alpha Team series.
Smith continues to add new stories and hopes to one day have depicted the entire Bible. He's published 3 books of his work and has recently begun offering Bible-themed Lego sets on his website. Perfect for both Bible lovers and children of the ironically detached. For Studio 360, I'm Jonathan Mitchell.